broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Content director Brian D just snuck into the production studio to do a wellness check on Alex Stroh. I think we're all good.
He seems well. I mean, he's okay. He just needs fulfillment. He needs external validation. And that's on me as his manager.
Oh, no. That's Brian, you need to give him even more kudos. As a former manager, it is not your responsibility to make sure he is fulfilled outside of work.
Sure
it
is.
In between, oh, hell.
Outside of work, you are correct.
No, that's too
that's
much.
That's what I'm saying. This is a lot of outside of work stuff right now.
He has a radio show. He has two radio shows he gets to be a part of. He gets to do weekly Wildy. He gets to do the pregame show for the Green Bay Packers. That boy has more than enough fulfillment, thankfully, because of you.
If he gives you bad scores on your management review, then it's not your fault.
Since we're being transparent about internal meetings like we were last week, we do go through that tomorrow. So by the time you guys crack the mic tomorrow, we might have an update on whether or not Alex is actually fulfilled at work.
Only one of us in this room actually scores you, because I think Ben and I score other people.
That's actually a good point.
No, I score I score Brian as a manager and my other manager.
Oh, you get two?
Oh, wow.
Two.
Oh. Why doesn't Kyle get two?
Brian, you're missing out.
He can lift my scores.
You better talk to him.
Be careful what you wish for.
No, Brian gets all fives from me.
Brian's score was really down, and we added Kyle to it this time around. What was going on there?
Shoot. I'm a good guy. I lift up scores, unless you make me mad. But I lift up scores.
Well, Jordan Love lift up the Green Bay Packers, because that, to me, is forget Jair, forget any other moves that would be made. At this point, with the Green Bay Packers schedule out for 2025, the over-under's 9.5 at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Brad, you were on NFL.com, and there's been some simulations going on, millions of them, millions and millions of simulations on NFL.com. And where does it put the Green Bay Packers after the schedule is released and the simulation of their season?
Millions and millions of simulations. NFL.com ran through the season millions of times, and they even put like deep level statistics like play caller tendencies and all the, I mean, deep, deep level statistics. And I was expecting, great, Green Bay Packers, they're going to have double-digit wins, no doubt about it. Well, as I scroll through the NFC, they weren't the first, they weren't the second, they weren't the third, they weren't the fourth, they weren't the fifth,
dang,
they weren't even the sixth. Mm. They were the seventh highest team in the NFC as far as expected win totals with, drumroll please, exactly 9.0 wins. So based on this millions and millions of deep...
Wait. After a million simulations, it ended up at a perfect... Like,
perfect,
it's not 9.01?
Nope, 9.0.
Why are you doing the drum roll? We just said
a little
nine.
Late.
I was late, sorry.
Yep, 9.0. And for reference, the very next team... Who do you think the very next team is as far as win expectation?
It's
too broad of a question.
The Vikings?
Yeah, Vikings.
The
and
Chicago
NFC.
Bears.
Oh, this simulation's
stupid. 8.9 and the Vikings at 8.7. So based on these simulations, which use deep-level analytics and statistics, they have the Packers as the under, as sneaking in once again as the seventh seed with nine wins.
All right, 800-990-3776. After the NFL.com million simulations of the season, the Packers are at nine wins. Are they more likely to win 8 or 12? Because after an 11-win season last year and a 9-win season prior to that and a tougher schedule on paper before heading into the year and seeing how things play out, is it more likely they win 8 or 12, Kyle?
Yeah, when I look at this Green Bay Packers organization, for me, it has to be 12. The Packers more than likely will win 12 football games. It will be an absolute disappointment if the Packers regress from, because when you said more than likely 8 or 12, that means that, you know, we're in the vicinity of 11 or 12 wins or 13 wins for the Green Bay Packers. If the Packers regress back to closer to 8, so winning 9 football games, that is a step in the wrong direction, a complete step in the wrong direction for this football team. What I expect for this team is this. I understand growth isn't linear, all right? But I do know it takes steps. And with the Green Bay Packers, last year was another step in the right direction for this organization. Are they going to be a better football team than last year? Yes. Will their record potentially show that? Maybe. There's a there is a possibility, based off how difficult the schedule is, especially down the stretch for the Green Bay Packers, that they could only get to 11 wins, but be a better football team that's more equipped to compete in the playoffs versus what they were last year. Because let's be honest, I can say it now that the season's over, the Packers were a little bit fraudulent last year. When you lose to really good football, when you lose to all the really good football teams, we know you're a good team, but you're not a great football team. I definitely think the Green Bay Packers are taking the steps towards being a great football team. So yes, I think they're closer to 12 wins than 8 wins, because 8 wins, if that happens, alarms everywhere sounding and people's jobs should be on the line. Period.
Listen, I hear you, Kyle. I do. And I look at this, though, I think it's more likely for 8 wins. There's a whole lot of things that one or two items, they go wrong. This team is looking at 8 wins. Everything has to go right for them to win 12. To be 12-5
oh,
is likely.
Stop it.
Is likely
put,
oh, let him go. The schedule just came out.
It's likely putting you.
Let him give his reasons. Doesn't mean he's right.
Yeah, it likes you. Doesn't mean it likely puts you among a top 5 team in the NFL, right? If you're going to have 12 wins and everything needs to go right. Jordan Love needs to be a top 5 quarterback. The D-line needs to wake up and get some pressure. You need to be able to stay healthy. There's so many things that need to happen. And for 8 wins, I hate to say it, but I look at this, I think the reason why the schedule coming out is so important is because it becomes real, right? You know who you're going to play, but it becomes real. And I look at this schedule and I'm seeing 6 conference games that are all going to be hard, right?
Packers, 5 on the back side of the schedule.
And that will be a tough stretch. And we know the Packers went 1-5 last year. So those, no matter what, will be hard. They've got, by my count, 7 non-conference games that are either very hard to challenge.
Oh, stop it.
They are.
What do you mean very
hard? Let them run through them. Let's hear it.
You said 7?
Washington Commanders.
Yes.
At Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. That should,
well, no, oh, oh, 1 year ago.
You and Giannis one, go somewhere with all that.
They were one of the best teams in the NFL.
That was
so,
2 seasons ago.
So, I mean, you can have a lull. I think the Cincinnati Bengals. They've got an elite quarterback. And they got an elite
you said
offense.
Challenging to very hard. That'd be a challenge for sure.
So I say, so Washington, Dallas, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Assuming
with Aaron Rodgers.
Gosh.
Come on.
They lost. I mean, like, here's the thing. Whatever you say about Pittsburgh, you don't want to go out to Pittsburgh and play them there. They play a tough style of football.
And we can just say
they don't
have a
quarterback yet, and the quarterback they may have is aging and old.
They're likely going to have Aaron Rodgers, and I wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers in a revenge game.
Hey, but what you guys are forgetting is that Kyle and I will be in the crowd, so we'll be swinging that towards a Packers home game.
Nice.
Well, we're going to be in the crowd, too.
Yeah, but you don't swing it like Kyle and I do.
How do you know how I swing it?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Philadelphia Eagles number 5. The Denver Broncos on the road, and the Baltimore Ravens. Those are 7 games where I would say those are no cakewalks, and the other team, I could see how they could beat the Packers. So you're talking about 7 hard, challenging to very hard away games, or non-conference games, and the 6 conference games. 13 of your 17 games are going to be a gauntlet.
Yeah,
13 of your 17.
So real quick, let's just do quick math. So just not based off anything other than results of last year. You're 1-5 in the division last year. Let's say at worst they go 3-3.
Yeah.
Let's say they go 4-3 because you and I believe that there's some that aren't as challenging, but it is tough. 4-3 right there. That gets you 7-6 right there.
So you got the
with what's left, you're not going to win them all.
Browns, Cardinals, Panthers. Who am I missing? Browns, Cardinals, Panthers, Giants. If you go 3-1, you're 10-6. You're right in the middle. That's assuming you go 3-1 and you have a winning record, 4-3 against these non-conference teams.
So what this question comes down to is after breaking that down, is do you believe that this team is good or great? And it's the same conversation we've been having about this team over the last 365 days. Are they good or are they great? And they have an opportunity to show that they are great based off the schedule and based off the fact that this is year 3 of Jordan Love as being the starter, and Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, Jeff Hafley or two, all the pieces. The wide receiver room going to come together. Is Matt LaFleur going to have better play calling and not as stale as it's been? It's an opportunity for them to show if they're taking, Kyle said, the next step.
But everything needs to go right for 12
no,
wins.
No, it
everything.
Doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
12
does
wins
not.
Is not easy.
The Green
it's
Bay
very
Packers
hard.
Last year, this is the issue that I have. I understand nothing is written in stone and anything can happen during the season. But here's the problem I have. The last 2 years, did everything go right for the Green Bay Packers 2 years ago when they won 9 football games and found their way into the playoffs 2 years ago?
Well, I've
did
well,
everything
not.
Go right?
No.
Last year, did everything go right for the Green Bay Packers? Won 11 games.
Much easier schedule. That's
but,
the difference.
But again, I'm saying, and so we're talking about, oh, they're not going to win every game against those bad football teams. Well, they did it last year. So all I'm saying is this. Let's be a little bit more optimistic about this Green Bay Packers organization and football team that has Josh Jacobs coming back for another year, that has Jordan Love, hopefully will be healthy throughout the season, that has gotten reinforcements in the receiver room, and we believe Matthew Golden's going to be good, and a defense in the second year of Jeff Hafley. Let's be more optimistic and pessimistic, because right now I get a whole bunch of pessimism from Bradley Nortman, and I don't know what you have been, but I feel a little bit of pessimism for you.
You can't speak for me when I haven't given my opinion yet.
He just winked at me, so I don't trust
Dang.
Him.
Dang. He got you cooked.
Oh, shut up and give us
Joe in the Boonies is on Team Kyle. Yeah. More like Joe in a good mood on the Carbless Talking text line. I just celebrated a birthday Saturday, and during the day, cool. I was telling anyone who would listen that the Packers would win 12 to 14 games this season.
Oh.
He is bullish. Leroy in Milwaukee. Leroy, 800-990-ESPN. You're on the Carbless Talking text line.
How's doing, Kyle, Bruss, and Norm, and my family?
What's happening?
What's up, Leroy?
The real question, Leroy, is how are you doing? You were very, very sad last week. We've been talking a lot about fulfillment today. Are you doing better?
I'm doing a little bit better, man. But I just want to ask you about the question about the Milwaukee Bucks, Bruss, man. We've been families for a long time since we celebrating that 2020-21 championship together. But, man, I love my nation. I love you guys, man. What's going to happen with the Greek Freak with us, man? I don't know. I'm confused, man.
Well, Leroy, we go back like two flats in a Cadillac, as you said last week. And what I do know is that there's nothing that you can do. It's out of your control. But the biggest piece of advice I can give you to the question, he says, I love how he phrased it. He says he has a question about the Milwaukee Bucks. The only question that is the Milwaukee Bucks is about Giannis.
Mm.
And until Giannis does something that he has yet to do over 12 years and act differently than he's acted and goes to John Horst and the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks and say, I don't want to be here. I'd like to be traded. You don't need to be sad. You don't. You can't live on the edge of sadness when he has not taken any step to really say that he does not want to be in Milwaukee anymore. That's the best advice I can give. Because like we said, it 2020, 2021, it was an amazing year. They won a championship. There have been some things that have not gone their way. The Bucks have tried to do different things to bolster up the team for Giannis. Those, unfortunately, with injuries and age have not worked out, and they're in a bad position of assets and draft picks. But Giannis is different than every superstar that we've seen in a long time. And until he gives us a reason that they should give you any reason to be sad, don't be sad, Leroy.
I feel bad for Leroy. Leroy, talk about wellness check. Leroy, I hope you're okay, brother.
Man.
The Packers will win no more than 8 games next season. Donnie and DeForest wants you to mark it down right now, Kyle.
Wow. I'm not marking that down at all. Donnie and DeForest, we can mark it down, actually. We can mark it down that you're going to be wrong. The Green Bay Packers are winning more than 8
them.
Games. Nailed them. No, we are.
You're going to be wrong.
I just don't understand why so basically, people in KB and Nation don't believe in the Green Bay Packers. Because what you're saying is that the Packers aren't good enough to compete with other really good football teams. If they're not good enough to compete with other really good football teams, then this is a wasted season.
Kyle. On Twitter at KBNESPN, what's more likely in 2025? The Packers win 8 games or 12 games? 8 games, 66%.
Still early.
Hefty enough in that I'd have to sway it quite a bit. Somebody who knows a lot about the Green Bay Packers? That's Jason Woodley. We'll see what he has to say about the poll question. I don't even think he'll like it, but hopefully he'll answer it.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Joining us now across ESPN Wisconsin on Kyle Bruston Nortman is Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. Jason, good day. How are you?
I'm great. Pulling in for golf practice. Very excited about that.
Who are the kids' favorite golfers nowadays?
What are they? What?
Who's their favorite golfers nowadays?
Well, I don't know. I never asked.
Oh, wow. You know, it's Tiger for all of us, even as non-golfers. So I don't know who they cheer for now. Scheffler?
Rory?
I don't know if, I got to be honest, I'm not sure eighth graders watch a whole lot of golf.
When we were young, we watched Tiger.
Oh, I mean, it was must-see TV.
Yeah, it was. That's why it's what changed.
Is Scotty Scheffler must-see TV now?
As a casual like sports and a golf fan, yes, to me on a major, but I'm not seeking it out. Like yesterday, I forgot that the major was even on.
Yeah,
and then I looked and Scotty won.
You're a big golf fan then.
I meant casual, super casual, super casual.
Clearly.
I want to know your perspective on this, Jason. This is based off some simulations that the NFL.com did. It landed the Packers at around 9 wins. The over-under for betting sites is at 9.5 for the Green Bay Packers. And a lot of text coming in, and the poll results are showing enough here that if we asked you if it's more likely that they'll win 8 games or 12 games, what would you say?
I would say 8 games.
Yeah, that's the majority, 63% of the people.
Answer. Jason, why?
Yeah, what do you mean why? You picked them to go 17-0 yesterday.
Jason, I know.
I
understand that. But Jason, you really think this football team's going to
kill your credit?
No,
you
I realize was just going to say.
I understand, you're a fan, you love the team, and you own your stock and whatever else. But that's not great for your credibility, right?
Jason, it's early.
So are dogs in the middle of an interview.
Oh wow, that was rough. But Jason, when you look at this football team, you
good one. That was good. That was very clever.
Jason, you really think this Green Bay Packer team is more than likely to regress from their 11 wins than actually maintain 10, 11, or 12?
Well, that's not the question.
Yeah, they've got a more difficult schedule.
So you don't think this team is taking the step they need to, right? Because for me, I think this team should take at least the next step where they should be.
No, Kyle, do you listen to your own question?
You said more likely 8 or 12 wins, and I'm disappointed that you were so quick to say 8 wins. That just means that you don't think the Green Bay Packers are taking the next step where they're going to be put in the same breath as a Detroit Lions team or the Baltimore Ravens. You still think they're going to be behind that pack at the end of the season? Because if you thought they were going to be in the same vicinity as a Ravens or as a Detroit Lions, that means you believe that they're going to be a contender. So when you look at some of the games against the Bengals or you look at some of the challenging games the Green Bay Packers may have, you're right now pessimistic that they can win those football games. That's the only way you get to 8 if you don't think they can beat good teams.
I'm not picking them to win 8. The question is which one of those two options is more likely. I am picking them to win 10 games. So the options are literally either 2 more than I think or 2 fewer than I think. And I think based on the schedule and the likelihood of some significant injuries that they have avoided the last couple of years, that it's more likely they win 8. I think they win 10 games, they don't win the division, they go to the playoffs, and then anything can happen. But don't tell me that I don't think they're making the jump. What matters is what they do in the postseason. The 2010 team went 10-6, but they won the Super Bowl. So we'll find out if they make the jump based on what they do when they get to the postseason or if they go to the postseason. But I think this is a great question because I think it's going to be really hard for them to win 12 games when I look at their schedule. They're going to need a lot of things to go their way. They are not playing Ashwaubenon High School and Bayport and Notre Dame. They're playing the Eagles again. They're playing the Washington the Commanders again. They're playing the Steelers, who could have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. They're playing the Ravens. They're playing a Broncos team that I think is going to be pretty damn good.
On the road?
So just on the road. So just because I don't think that they're going to – that they're more likely, if they're going to do something that I'm not predicting, which is win 10 games and lose 7 – that it's more likely they go 8-9 than they go 12-5. They didn't go 12-5 last year against a mostly cupcake non-division schedule. I want to know where all your optimism comes from. I want to know who the hell is going to cover Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and their number 3 wide receiver who cooked them last year in Minnesota. Who's going to cover them?
My optimism.
How confident are you in Nate Hobbs?
No,
because I'm not the one who picked him to go 17-0.
Let him know, Jason.
My optimism purely comes from that's a concern for me. But my optimism comes from the fact that we are going to be year two with Jeff Hafley, and this team did take a lot of good steps defensively in the right direction. So I feel like year two we should be a lot better on the defensive side of the football. But then offensively, Jordan Love healthy, hopefully healthy this year. We can't predict that, but last season we did not have a healthy Jordan Love. He has already said that he was not healthy last season, and so hopefully if he can stay healthy, then the Green Bay Packers can again take that next step. Then on top of that, Josh Jacobs year two, and then at receiving room, you can't leave. To lead and drop passes again this year, right? So hopefully the message has been sent to these guys where they have to be better. You added additional weapons on the offense. So for me, I just am optimistic that a team that is a year older, a year better, a year more experienced, a coach that is going to be able to have a lot of different guys on the offensive side of football as weapons. And you talked about Josh Jacobs in a play action last year. They couldn't get that down last year. Hopefully now they get that down.
But you keep saying hopefully.
Well, the thing is,
it's like the take the next step argument. Yeah, I feel but that's not a great.
But that's what as a Green Bay Packers fan, and Jason, you've covered the Packers for a long time. The Packers, a lot of these times when Brett Favre was here early on, Jason, they started taking steps in the right direction. We saw with Aaron Rodgers where the team was taking steps in the right direction. They took their knocks. They had their losses. They had their tough losses in the playoffs, but eventually they got over the hump. And so for me overall, this is a make or break season where I believe the Green Bay Packers are finally going to establish themselves as a consistent team, and Jordan Love's going to show everybody that he's worth that $55 million contract, and he's one of the better quarterbacks in the division and in the conference.
What's their record going to be?
They're going to win 11 games.
They're going to win 11 games.
They're going to win 11 games.
After me for saying that they're going to win 10.
But I said they're closer.
They win 8.
There's more. The Packers were more likely to win 12 games than to finish under 500. Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Because when you say closer to 8 games, that means you believe they are more likely to finish under 500 than to win 12 games.
And I do not see who they're playing.
I do understand that, and we'll find out a lot about this football team based off who they're playing. If they lose to every really good football team that Brad was talking about, if they lose to the Eagles, if they lose to the Ravens, if they get swept by the Lions again, if they lose to the Bengals, if they lose to every good football team, then we know what this team is. We know they are not good enough the way that they are put together in order to compete for championships. And I believe this season we're going to find out that they are good enough to compete.
Yeah, I think growth is not linear, as you've heard me say many times.
Well, how many years do I got to wait for the growth?
It's their third year as this constituted team, right? How many years? I think there's got to be an understanding. They haven't made it to a conference championship game. Look at the 90s Packers under Holmgren with Favre as their quarterback. 92, they missed the playoffs. 93, they beat the Lions and then lose to the Cowboys. 94, they beat the Lions. They lose to the Cowboys again, I believe. 95, they beat the 49ers, who are the defending Super Bowl champs, on the road in San Francisco in the divisional round, and then they have the lead in the NFC Championship game in Dallas, and they end up losing. And then in 96, they win the Super Bowl. So I would argue, just as I said last year, that they were going to have a better record and be better than they had been the previous year overall, and yet could possibly not go as far in the postseason, which is exactly what happened. They had a better record. They did not go as far in the postseason. I think this is a year where, because of the schedule, they go 10-7, they get in the playoffs, they win their first game, then they win again, they reach an NFC championship game, and they lose there. And that would be like the 95 team. But this idea that they could, I think they could be a better team this year and have a lesser regular season record because they're not playing the little sisters of the poor in the AFC South, and they're not going to get the breaks that they got from playing the NFC West when they played those teams, right? Did the 49ers have Christian McCaffrey in that game, or did they lose him in that game? They were missing pieces. They played the Rams without Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Like, they had some good fortune last year to be 11-6 when they went 0-6, including the playoff game, against the teams that finished with a better record than them in the NFC. They went 1-5 in the division. There's all kinds of growth to be made here without going and winning the Super Bowl. And it would still be a growth productive season. So, and yes, I think that there's a greater likelihood that something catastrophic happens to some important pieces and they end up going 8-9 than everything falling into place and them going 12-5.
Look,
By the way, we also have to, I mean, look, and I think Jordan Love would tell you this, and when I talk to him, I will ask him, part of being successful in this league as an elite quarterback, if that's what he is going to be, is finding a way to still be good even when you're hurt. And everyone wants to make excuses for him that he was injured, and he's the one guy who doesn't want to make those excuses. But the fact of the matter is that you have, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you have to find a way to be productive after you had your throwing shoulder separated in a game, and yet you still made your start against the Atlanta Falcons. You have to be able to play on one leg when you have a torn calf muscle and you get your team to the NFC Championship game in Seattle. Like, that is part of being an elite quarterback, is figuring out a way to still be productive even if you're playing at less than 100%. And that is part of the process too. I don't blame him for not being good enough to do that yet, but that is part of the growth. Is he going to get to a point where he can figure out ways to still be productive even if his knee hurts or even if he can't move with a groin injury the way he would normally?
Jason Wilde joining us here on Kyle Brust and Nortman, and the text line is Team Jason right now. Cook 'em, Jason. TJ chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Jason, your dogs were calling baloney on Kyle's rant the entire time. So I thoroughly enjoy both sides of the argument, but I do lean closer, obviously, to Jason because you're doing the hopefullys, but it's the same hopefullys we've been doing, and the schedule is tougher this coming season.
There's just more paths that lead to 8 wins than that lead to 12.
So I guess my frustration with all this with the Green Bay Packers is that when we look at these 50-50 games, we're leaning against the Green Bay Packers. And that's where my frustration comes.
But shouldn't we, though,
do we not, based off of what they've shown us?
No, I'm just saying.
Other than them taking the next step in your eyes.
In the 50-50 games, you're just leaning against the Green Bay Packers where other teams still have to take the next step. We look at the Commanders, and yes, they are a very good football team, but the Commanders came on late. If we played the Commanders week 12, we wouldn't be sitting here thinking like, oh, the Packers are going to lose this game. But all of a sudden, because they made it to the NFC Championship game last year, now we're afraid of them. I would say that the Commanders and the Packers are very equal opponents. Well, that's a 50-50 game.
You can do this by saying they catch the Lions at a good spot, but they catch the Bears at a bad spot after they have time to figure out how to play with Ben Johnson.
The only way the Green Bay Packers end up with only 8 wins if you have them losing all of these 50-50 games, and that's where I scratch my head and say, listen, week 1, the Detroit Lions, that's a great time to play a team that has a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, and maybe may take a little time to figure some things out. I think that's a great time to play the Detroit Lions for the Packers. So that is my only frustration with this, is that I feel like a lot of people are low on the Packers, but that's so okay, we got time.
Jason, we appreciate the time. I don't know if you have to get to golf, but the floor is yours.
Yeah,
go ahead. Let him cook.
But let's not lose sight of the premise of the question. No one is predicting them to go 8-9.
Is there
anyone on the panel who actually thinks they're only going to win 8 games?
No, I don't.
Not 9-11 is the sweet spot.
Yeah, I just don't think it's possible. Unless something like you said, Jason, some injury happens, I don't think it's possible this Green Bay Packer team, a good, healthy football team, wins 8 games. It's just not possible. It's just not possible.
Not possible.
They're too damn good to only win eight games.
He just keeps.
They're too
it's just
damn
not possible.
Not possible.
If this football team is healthy,
17-0 in Kyle's brain.
If this football team is healthy this season, right? You have injuries that happen and people get nicked up. If your quarterback is healthy, your running back is healthy, and that offense is humming a top 10 scoring offense last year, there's no way this team wins eight games. No way, unless somebody gets hurt.
We can end on this. I agree with you.
Thank you, Jason. I love that.
Oof.
I'm glad we got there.
Oh, boy.
Now you go and teach some girls how to swing that club.
See you, Jason. You take care. Be good since you got to run. I'll say it for you. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy, and I had some popcorn in the middle of that segment. I can tell you that much. That was fun. I have the bachelor party coming up next, and that means post-bachelor party. I've been telling you about it. No goal is too big or small. My goal is medium size, but I can accomplish it at the Princeton Club by being in the best shape that I can be in on August 22nd for my wedding. And they have 8 locations in Madison, a new Berlin location. They're open 24/7. They have workout classes, cardio, spin, basketball, tennis, you name it, they have it. So check out the Princeton Club, get your tour. You can have a strong body with that strong mind and help have a strong community by being a part of the Prince Club. Find your better tomorrow, today. Wow. I got to dissect that. A lot of text about you, Kyle.
Bring it, baby. Bring it.
Oh. You're a clown?
Oh, that was last week. Who was the same guy called all of us a clown? What
was
his name?
I was a clown last week, too, I guess.
Someone in the boonies. What was his name?
No, this is somebody different. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation had so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Is this for Kyle the Clown, according to the Carbless Talking text line? What's more likely, the Packers win 12 games or 8 games? That is the question. It's not how many do you think they're going to win.
Wait a minute, Alex Strofe, do you think the Packers could finish under 500 this year?
If you had to pick 8 or 12.
It's 12.
Oh, well, welcome to the Clown Show, baby. We love the circus.
No, I'm not affiliated with you. I'm an independent thinker.
We got some people that have Kyle's back, some that don't. But first, as it pertains to our girl Dirty D, Keith the Amazon driver, welcome into the Carbless Talking text line on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well,
What's
Keith.
What's up, Keith?
Not much. Just doing the usual working. Anyway, I'm going to say 10 wins, and one of my fellow workers who's also listening, he's a big Bengals fan. Cincinnati is going to get killed by us. There's no defense.
Hey, I'm with you on that one. But, hey, they got Joe Burrow in that offense. We should be very scared.
Dirty D, more importantly?
How did I what?
Recognize Dirty D, Diana McGuanago.
Well, her license plate and just different sports stuff. And I don't know. I just thought I'd ask her.
That's wild.
The package said Diana and then saw the license plate. He was like,
I'm in McGuanago.
Is Dirty Diana more famous than one of us?
Ooh. Maybe. She's Keith, we appreciate famous. Your hard work. Thank you for being a fan of Kyle Brustin Nortman, and we will talk to you soon.
I like Keith because we understand the Packers have flaws. They do. I get it. We really do. But these other teams they're playing against have flaws as well. So that's why I can't envision this team being under 500 with a healthy Jordan Love and a healthy offense around them.
There's just so many more avenues to get to 8 wins than there is to 12. I mean, I'm not sure you appreciate how hard it is to get 12 and 5. I mean, you're cooking most of the year. That is just so significantly hard for a team that hasn't shown that they can beat really good teams or dominate the division.
And that's where I go, Brad, is based off of last year, how am I supposed to look at a tougher schedule and then look at the fact that they're playing what should be better teams holistically on the schedule, when the record against said better teams than them was not very good, Like that's where I'm trying to find the logic to getting to 12 is more likely. More likely. That's the key word here, Kyle.
No, I get
it. More likely. It's not that it's going to happen. It just seems more likely based off the evidence that we have of this.
Is it more likely that Jordan Love regresses or gets better this year? Progresses.
I'd say progress.
I would say progress as
okay,
well.
Okay, then what the hell are we talking? If we think the quarterback, the leader of the football team, the quarterback that is a damn good football player who played hurt last year, if we think that he's going to progress, what makes you think the team that he is leading is going to regress?
Because that's you could also say, is it more likely that Xavier McKinney has more or less interceptions?
That's completely different.
Is it more likely? You're talking about all these different variables, and you have to put this, Jordan Love could get better. But you're playing better teams. You might have to keep up with a better offense to actually win those football
games.
Jordan
Love by himself should be able to win you some of these tough football games, period. If you think he's going to progress, then Jordan Love by himself should win some of these games because we've seen him do it before, y'all. That's
against really good teams. We've seen him do it before.
I mean, a couple really good teams. He beat the Minnesota Vikings a couple years ago. Granted, they didn't have their quarterback at that time. He beat the Detroit Lions. He beat the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit.
He's 1-4 against the Lions as a starter.
He beat the Detroit 1-4. That doesn't add up. That's 1-5, 1-3,
1-5.
How is he 1-5?
Because Rodgers was the last.
It's only started for 2 years. He's only played him four times.
Well, he's 1-3.
He's 1-3. And he was hurt.
I do feel as if he's been here for much longer than
he's been here for a long time.
But it just, every time I say that, I'm like,
it's just, I just don't understand how y'all think a quarterback who's, you guys think Jaden Daniels is better than Jordan Love.
So now you feel like you have all this people against you that you're projecting something that
projecting
we never
anything.
Said. So you guys think one game Jaden Daniels is not, if they lose or win that game, doesn't mean that he's better or worse. It just means the way the schedule lines up, it is tougher this year.
I agree.
The wide receiver room is still trying to be figured out. The Green Bay Packers have not shown the ability to beat good teams better than them consistently. So if you're going to ask the question, I'm going to use the evidence that I have. It's not that I think they're not going to make the playoffs. It doesn't mean that they can't, as you said last year, which they didn't do, play well at the right time and go on around the playoffs.
Yeah, the way I view it is if this team takes a step forward, they win 10 or 11 games. If they don't and they're the same, they're winning 8.
Let's go to Jason and Sheboygan on the Carveless Talking Text Line. Jason, here we go.
What up, Jason?
Kyle.
Hey, Jason, what's happening? My Cowboys fan. What's happening, man?
Yeah. You are the smartest one talking.
Thank you,
because
sir.
If people listen to you, you already have an excuse built in, brother. You're saying a healthy Love and a healthy offense. You know what? Newsflash. People get hurt in the NFL, and I'll be shocked if Josh Jacobs can play another full season without getting banged up. I was shocked last year. I'll even be more shocked this year. So when it happens, there comes Kyle. Well, I said a healthy offense. Guess what? It's not going to happen. Last year you played the Rams. They didn't have a starting receiver. You played the 49ers. Both receivers gone. There was another team. And, you know, you won. You won good. But it ain't going to happen again. I'm sorry.
Man, you he nailed that. Wow, Kyle's got his built-in excuse.
Wait, Kyle, you knew him?
That's Jason, the gym teacher. Oh. Boy. He used to call in on Sunday Karma before the rest of you rascals joined us.
I thought he was going to side with Kyle. He spin-zoned me.
He did say that's Jason. Wow. That's my guy.
Built-in excuses.
He's a Cowboys fan. The last time he saw the Packers play the Cowboys, he beat the pants off him.
You know, you're pulling the Jim Rutledge move of building
what?
In your excuse.
Oh, wow.
You're building in your excuse
it's
now.
It's not an excuse. Literally. I just
saw well, they got hurt. So, of course, you know, they're 8-9.
No, that's what I'm saying. This football team, there's going to be guys that get hurt. Yes, Drove.
No, this is actual news. The Packers have officially reached an agreement.
With Jair?
With first-round pick Matthew Golden.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that was bound to happen. The man was asking on Twitter today what the best restaurants were in Green Bay. And you can imagine what the replies
Poor
were.
Guy. He's going to find out. Ain't nothing to do in Green
Happy
Bay.
Happy Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
Good arcade there.
I hope he wasn't looking for a fun time. Hope he realized it's just football.
He seems all about the ball, which is good.
He's a dog, remember?
Yeah. I know he's a dog. What he said. As I was saying before, yeah, I mean, of course there's going to be some type of injuries that this football team has that they're going to have to overcome, but I'm telling you, if they have a big injury, like say something happens to our quarterback, then yeah, obviously there's going to be a struggle. But overall, this football team with a healthy Jordan Love, he'll win you over 8 football games.
Is it more likely the Packers win 8 or 12 games? We get your texts on the Carbless Talking text line and get the poll results before the 414 hour at 4. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The
On Twitter at KBNESPN, what's more likely, the Packers win 8 games or 12 games? 8 games leads the way at 60%. 12 games, not too far behind, but 40% of people.
I'm very disappointed in KBN Nation and our lack of faith and belief that this team, there's no way they can win 8 games. What? Like they're going to win more than 8 games.
What would be the equivalent for you, Kyle, where it's 50-50? 8 games and 14 games? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like, okay, you feel like it's clearly 12. How many games would it win where you feel like you're starting to be split?
Yeah, 14 would be pretty high.
14?
Yeah, that'd be pretty high. Like, even 13 games, that means you're getting high. You probably run into some teams that have injuries themselves, right? Like, 13 games and only losing 4, that would be a really good season. That'd be a shocking season. That'd be like, this team is really cooking. 12 games is definitely possible. 11 games is a sweet spot. 8 games, it just feels like that means the team, not only did they fail, but something went wrong.
So
something went catastrophically
wrong. 8 games
wrong.
And 13 games would be equally shocking for different reasons.
I would say so. 13 would mean we were just, wow. Mm. That's a wow type season.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. I still stand by 8.
And sort of AJ does chime in. You clowns. Keep saying better teams. Each year is a season upon itself. If projecting those better teams to stay great, why aren't you giving the same logic to Green Bay? It's because they weren't able to beat great teams. They were good.
And not a lot has changed.
What has changed?
The Minnesota Vikings don't have a quarterback right now.
I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. What has changed about them?
Well, the Green Bay Packers.
It's not about others. It's about them.
No, I'll tell you what they changed. Offensively, we'll just focus on the offensive side of football. You solidify the offensive line where you bring in a solid offensive lineman at the guard, and then you move Jenkins to center so that offensive line is going to be a better offensive line.
I need offensive line solidified and better.
You bring in help and reinforcements to the receiving room.
But you lost Christian Watson, and you're relying on a rookie.
That's probably
Christian Watson and Matthew Golden's an even trade, then Matthew Golden's a bust.
But Christian Watson in his fourth year compared to a rookie in his first year, Christian Watson was really productive when he played.
Care. Again, I'm holding them to the standard. The last number 23 picks in the draft were wide receivers. What'd they do?
Fall out.
But don't wave your hand that.
That doesn't mean anything.
Because you have low expectations.
That's fine. No, it's about Goody. His first round picks.
This one's different.
Thank you, Stro.
See, like again, it's just different about it. It's just different.
I mean, admittedly, I don't know that we've ever had the level of excitement for
But what does that mean for production on the field?
That's fair.
This is why this is a fascinating.
He's more of a proven commodity than I think pass picks.
Yes.
I would agree with
that. There's more of a proof of concept.
Did you see his reaction test?
That was pretty cool.
Woo! Yeah, he would have had 10 out of 10, but he didn't see the last one. Did you see that? He walked away too early.
Yeah, he did.
Too bad. It was sick, though.
Ah, great. Not focused.
Stay committed.
Jim, Matt, and Molly and Madison are next in the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. But we're here, Kyle, Brust, and Norman on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee in 2 minutes.